When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Good Life Project is sponsored by the ADHD Aha podcast hosted by Laura Key. So I've been kind of amazed at how many conversations I've had lately with people later in life who are wondering if they have ADHD. It can be hard to understand what ADHD is by looking at a list of symptoms. So in each episode of ADHD Aha, you'll hear heartfelt interviews about the unexpected, emotional, even funny ways that ADHD symptoms surface for adults. Like the recent episode with ADHD coach Emily Weinberg, which really resonated with me. Her story about how she was thinking she was, quote, just lazy before her diagnosis because she wasn't hyperactive really struck a chord. Her feeling frozen and stuck, ruminating on mounting to-do lists is just so relatable for so many people. It's really validating to hear others articulate those experiences. Each episode of ADHD Aha features candid tales of realizing that you or a loved one has ADHD. You'll hear the unexpected, emotional ways that it manifests in adults through heartfelt interviews. ADHD Aha captures the authentic human experience of ADHD. So if you want a fresh, personal perspective that embraces the messiness, listen to ADHD Aha. Search for ADHD Aha in your podcast app. That's ADHD Aha with Aha spelled A-H-A. It's an aha moment you won't miss. This week's Good Life Project Riff is all about what I call optimizing the core before you optimize the margins. So there's this really interesting phenomenon that I see all the time, and I'm absolutely sure I've been guilty of many, many times as well, because hey, I'm human just like you are. So I want to throw it out there because I wonder if it might resonate with you. And this is, I think there's a great story about that kind of came out of back in the days when I was a pretty hardcore mountain biker and I would travel around the world and do these pretty fierce adventures. And there's an interesting thing that happens in the cycling community. And if you've ever been a part of a community where there's a really deeply embedded culture, and a part of that culture is not just a particular activity, but it's also the gear that revolves around that activity, you'll probably understand this. And the cycling community is very much that. Whether you're a road cyclist or whether you're a mountain biker, I actually started out in my very early days in college as a road cyclist and racing. I literally, the year that the first mountain bike came out, I switched to mountain biking and rode this. It must have been like a 50-pound clunker through the woods, but I was completely hooked. I love riding fast in tight, windy woods. But there's this really interesting phenomenon that happens in the culture of an activity where gear is part of the equation. And that's this. Pretty quickly, people become, let's call it somewhat maniacally obsessed. I know somewhat maniacally obsessed is a little bit of a, doesn't make sense, but you get what I'm saying. Maniacally obsessed with performance. And so you start to figure out, okay, let's take mountain bike, for example. So I want to be able to ride faster in tight, windy single track, which single track is sort of narrow trails that go very often in the Northeast and in the United States and in Canada, where there's amazing single track. It's really windy, really tight turns, ups and down. You're in the trees. So if you're going quickly, you know, if you hit a tree, you're in a lot of trouble. So you have to get really, really good at handling. Very often there are a lot of roots and bumps and rocks and things to jump over and things that will take you out very quickly. There are also hills. So if you go into the bigger places, You'll find these maniacal, long, winding, super steep uphills, and you'll also find long, crazy downhills. And for the long, windy uphills, what a lot of people have come to realize is that the weight, total weight, actually makes a really big difference. So the lighter you and your bicycle are, as a general rule, you know, the less total weight you're pushing up a hill, and the easier it becomes. So it takes less out of you, and you can keep your speed going faster. You have more control. And if you're riding in a group, or if you're even racing, you know, that's a huge advantage. And even if you're not, if you're just riding with a whole bunch of friends on the weekends, you know, you kind of want to be able to hold your own. So what starts to happen is we start to, and here's the other side of this, is that the biking community is loaded end to end with gear. There are shops, there are magazines, there are websites, and there are more bells and whistles and shiny objects and doodads than you could ever imagine. And each one promises, and it's going to shave 2 grams off of this. And you have the titanium, and then you have the carbon fiber. And the whole thing is, it's not only stiffer, but like each one of these things shaves a few grams off. So you could end up, you know, spending $3,000 more to take 2 pounds off your bicycle. I mean, legitimately to do that. And you think to yourself, whoa, you know, that's incredible. I just took my bike from, you know, 22 pounds down to 20 pounds. So that's a pretty substantial reduction, and that can make a huge difference in my performance. But that's what I call optimizing the margins and forgetting about the core, because your focus is on trying to get the greatest amount of performance by focusing not on you, but on your gear. And the thing is, that's the thing that at the end of the day makes the absolute least difference in performance. The single biggest shift in performance comes when you actually focus not on optimizing your gear, the things at the margins, like the tweaks and the little tiny things, but when you focus on optimizing you. So if I show up, you know, and if I become, you know, I'm a little older, if I become a weekend rider and I haven't been as active as I've been, and I show up after a winter, I've got 20 extra pounds on my body. You know, there are a couple things that I could do. I could actually I could focus on optimizing the core, meaning me as a human being, or I could focus on trying to optimize my bike, the margins, the little tweaks that really don't make a whole lot of difference. Most people focus on optimizing the margins because A, it's fun. B, you can spend money instead of suffering labor and action. And C, if you're in a culture where gear is part of the culture, there's a little bit of ego involved in being able to flash around, you know, like your shiny, cool new stuff. But the truth is, if you're really, really, truly a believer in wanting to be able to operate at the absolute top level to optimize performance, you have to start at the core, and the core is you. So I would be much better off, instead of, you know, trying to find the best gear to shave grams off of my ride, I would be much better off spending the first 2 to 4 weeks actually really focusing on a committed routine to get fit and to really dial in my nutrition. Because after a month, you know, if I can drop 1.5 to 2 pounds a week, then that's 6 to 8 pounds that I've just shaved off my entire, you know, the entire package of me and the bike. So after a month, I'm now 8 pounds off the ride, and 8 pounds compared to 2 pounds. And by the way, probably $3,000 kept in my pocket by doing that. And I'm a whole lot healthier and stronger and more powerful. It makes so much sense, but it's harder, and it takes a lot more commitment and a lot more effort to do that. So a lot of times we don't do this. One of the other areas that we see this happen a lot in is the world of photography. And I've had some really interesting conversations with my friend Chase Jarvis, who you may know. He was a recent guest on the podcast. He was world-class travel and action sports photographer. Literally, there's almost nothing that he hasn't done or traveled to or shot. And he also is the founder of Creative Live, a giant virtual education venture. And I was hanging out with him because, you know, he has a ton of gear. He has studios. He has massive, like truckloads of gear. And he has people wanting to give him stuff all the time. And he's like, you know, dude, it's the biggest lie in the game. He's like, it's not about the camera. It's about the person, you know, and we forget about that. You know, we get so maniacally focused on optimizing the margins, on the gear, on the tweaks, on all of the stuff that exists outside of us, that we forget about optimizing the human, the core, to make the biggest leap in happiness and performance and success. So when you're thinking about if there's something you're interested in right now and you would really love to be able to perform at a higher level at it, that would be meaningful to you. Think about, these two things. So, what's the core and what are the margins? What are the things around the edges? And before you go spending time and money and energy optimizing the margins, and that's very often with gear and things you spend money on, start with the core. Almost always, that's you as a unique human being. Optimize that as much as humanly possible. And what you'll very often find is the margins don't matter a whole lot. So coming full circle, back when I was mountain biking, at one point, years and years into it, I finally, I ended up building my own custom bike that I love. But until that day, I would always ride this beat up hardtail mountain bike, and I would show up on the trail and, it looked like a junker, and it wasn't all fancy and it wasn't full suspension and it wasn't all that expensive. But I didn't care, because what I cared most about was it let me really just focus on my own body. And it almost like kept me from deluding myself into what the riding was really about, which was about me immersing myself in an activity that I love and getting as good as I could get at it, not getting my equipment to be as good as it could get at it. So I hope you find that useful with whatever you're exploring and bring your energy to these days. As always, it's fun hanging out with you. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you found something valuable, entertaining, engaging, or just plain fun, I'd be so appreciative if you take a couple extra seconds and share it. Maybe you want to email it to a friend, maybe you want to share it around social media, or even be awesome if you'd head over to iTunes and just give us a rating. Every little bit helps get the word out, and it helps more people get in touch with the message. I'm Jonathan Fields, signing off for Good Life Project.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.